So Bob, in New York City, which is overwhelmingly Democratic, doesn't the primary carry the weight of the general election?
Absolutely. With the exception of Staten Island and some pockets in Brooklyn, it's a sea of blue. And once a candidate gets a win in the primary, they can start measuring the drapes for their new office or old office if they're an incumbent.
Mayor de Blasio is expected to win handily. Why is he blitzing the airwaves with commercials?
He does have Democratic opponents. Former four-time city councilman and school teacher Saul Albanese, Bob Ganji, a respected police accountability and community activist, and two others. But what he doesn't want to have happen is what happened to his arch nemesis, Governor Cuomo, who in his primary was embarrassed when Zephyr Teachout, a Fordham Law School professor and relative unknown, ran to Cuomo's left and got over 30% of the vote, even though Cuomo spent a boatload more money. That's still haunting Governor Cuomo, even as his name is being floated for a presidential bid. Now, in the fall, the mayor will face Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis and retired NYPD detective Bo Deedle.
Voters will also be electing the city comptroller and public advocate. We have any action there?
Incumbent city controller Scott Stringer has no primary challenger. But public advocate Letitia James is facing a challenge from Columbia University history professor David Eisenbach, who's running in a ticket with Saul Albanese at the top. Eisenbach is focusing on the well-publicized problem of small businesses in New York City that are having such a hard time because rents of all kinds are going up. You've seen all that stuff in the paper about the empty storefronts.
There are also the five borough presidents. Is there any competition for those jobs?
Well, they're a really big deal when it comes to land use, which is increasingly the driving issue throughout the city where international investors and developers are putting a real pressure on working-class neighborhoods. The borough presidents also are critical with making sure neighborhoods get the attention they need from the huge bureaucracy that is the city of New York. Out of the five, it looks like only the Bronx borough president, Ruben Diaz, faces a contest.
Let's switch over to the city council. All 51 seats are up, but how many of those are really competitive?
Perhaps more than any other time in living memory, we do have a lot of competitive races. Thanks to term limits, and in a dozen of the incumbent races, the incumbent faces serious competition. Now, on the flip side, in 18 districts, the incumbent faces no challenger, and so they're pretty much guaranteed re-election. But there are some real hot spots. Manhattan, particularly. You have District 1 in Lower Manhattan, where the incumbent there, Margaret Chin, is facing several challengers. Next door there in District 2, where Councilwoman Rosie Mendez is retiring, that's a hotbed of political activity. A lot of contests going on there. In District 4, still in Manhattan, that's the Upper East Side, Central Park South, Stuyvesant Town, that area. You have Councilman Daniel Gorodnick leaving, and so that's like just packed with challengers. That's a six-way race. Similarly, you have up in Harlem, District 9, you have the incumbent, Bill Perkins, who came from the legislature and now is state legislature and now is in a five-way race. And so up in the Bronx, you have Jimmy Vacca's seat. He's leaving. That's over by City Island. That's a race with five challengers. And, you know, you have really a kind of activity going on here because of the public financing law. That's the thing that analysts point out, and that's a system that's unique to New York City, really, where for a 6-to-1 match, if you raise money and small donations from the general public, you get rewarded with money from the city treasury. So really, it's possible to mount a campaign. We still see, though, the power of incumbency, and we see a lot of individuals that are going to be returned to office without having to make much of an effort.
I understand there's one council race where a former council member who was convicted on corruption charges and charges related to assaulting his girlfriend is trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, that's District 21, and that's the seat that was held by Julissa Ferraris Copeland. She's leaving office. That's East Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, Flushing Meadows over in Queens. And the person you're referring to is former state senator Hiram Montserrat, who had also been a city council member. He was convicted on corruption charges, convicted on charges related to domestic violence, and he's facing Assemblyman Francisco Moya, and that's a heavy contest where everybody's getting involved on the side of Moya, who's in the realm of, you know, the elected of officialdom. And so that's something that everyone's going to really be focused on. And again, anything can happen here because the turnout is expected to be anemic, and I'm talking about under 30% of registered Democrats are likely to turn out. And so you have individuals who are going to step up here, making this effort, even in a nine-way race. and with a fraction of the vote can end up serving in that seat for 8 years.
Are there any other races of note?
Well, yes, all of the district attorneys are up in the five boroughs or five counties. And in the Brooklyn district attorney's race, we really have quite a dynamic contest. You have a situation there where Ken Thompson died in office, and Eric Gonzalez, who is also working in that office, was elevated to being active district attorney. He's in a, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 way race. And then, of course, you have civil court judges, which normally is a low-profile contest. But in the case of Brooklyn, it looks like the Kings County organization, led by Frank Sedio, is being challenged. They have several civil court judges that normally would just be on the ballot and have no opposition. This year, it looks like there's a serious contest of a unified slate that are trying to take on the political organization.
Looks like an interesting primary ballot coming up on September 12th. Bob Henley, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.